listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.
I can't hear you.
You got me? You can hear me?
Yep.
There you are.
Bruce, we can't hear you.
Hey, Bruce.
He'll be right back.
Okay. Happy Monday.
I love Monday.
Me too.
I like most days. I like every day. Well, the only days I do like are the ones that end with a Y. Other ones I don't care about.
That's right.
Amen.
Am I back?
You're back.
All right. Well, everybody, welcome to the show, Concierge Coaches Show, LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Wayne Fritz, and we have a special guest with us today, as you can see, and we'll definitely want to hear from them. Some great stuff we're going to talk about today, so we'd like to welcome Jamie to the show.
I mean, I'll take it. It's fine.
Jamie McKibben, how's it going out there?
Hi, good. Thank you. Thank you so much having us.
And who do you have with you this
afternoon? Dustin Weaver.
Guys, thanks so much for coming on to the show. You know, we have had just a lot of different people in the recovery space come onto the show. We've had a lot of recovery coaches and sober living arrangements and every variety, inpatient, outpatient, IOP, and every variety. So we're always excited to get folks onto the show and kind of highlight your personal stories as well as some of the stuff that you're offering. I was really happy to hear that you guys are in the Houston area, right?
Yes, sir.
Woodlands.
Yeah, man, that's my hometown, and Cyfair Spring, that whole stretch from 1960 to 45 is kind of a my hometown there. Mom's still there and everything. So really good to get some
nice
town people on the show. So, well, I guess tell us a little bit about y'all's journey and what got you to where you're at today start from there.
Cool.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I actually, both of us are in recovery. I went into treatment in 2016, and prior to that, my history, professionally speaking, was marketing and business development and advertising. Mm-hmm. So something I loved, but I didn't, I don't think. I got a little burnt out. Like, I loved it, but it's very different when you're doing it for something that you're very passionate about and you're helping others and your purpose is involved in it, right? So after getting out of treatment, I went back to school and went in for counseling. So during my clinical practice, I was seeing in our community a big need. There was a big gap between getting people the right help and having the resources to do that. I worked really closely with the specialty courts and the DWI drug courts. And after I got out of clinical, I opened my nonprofit, which is Life Giving Life. And Life Giving Life is a nonprofit that Dustin started. Like, he helped me open that. I mean, that dude was painting the walls. I rented a church. It was a church that we did it in. He was there till 1-2 in the morning, helping me put Life Giving Life together. I mean, he's been with me for a long time. So, which is why this collaboration works now.
Yeah.
It's a God thing. Sorry. It's a God thing. It's a timing thing. Everything, just the stars aligned. So, Life Giving Life, you know, we have some core values with the support and we incorporated all the things, right? So the collaboration with Dustin now, which we're about to launch, is called Restoration Recovery Group. So what that entails are, it's kind of all the things, right? So we want to help people as a whole person.
Right.
I feel like, and what I've experienced with clients and people just in general, is a lot of people don't feel heard. Mm-hmm. A lot of people feel misunderstood, or they come across angry. So people are feeling like, oh yeah, they're just an angry person or whatnot, but they don't really take the time to ask what's going on. Or, you know, we work with a lot of people in probation.
And
in the prison system, right? And so you take some of these guys or women, and they've automatically been labeled this certain way.
Right.
And nobody's really taken the time to find out how that happened. Like, what was the driving factors that came into play when they went, you know, that brought them to the behaviors that brought them into prison or probation or these unhealthy lifestyles? Mm-hmm. So it was really important for us. It was important, like with LGL and even with my sober living, to be able to extend that to the people that we come across and that we help, that they're being helped as a whole person. So some of the things that we offer, if let's say professional growth and development, do they need help with a resume? Do they need help putting a budget together? You know, is it boundaries? Is it sober fun? A lot of times people, like when we get sober, they think it's like a death wish on having fun, right? Oh, great. Now I'm just going to sit here and twiddle my thumbs for the rest of my life, you know, and they don't even know this huge other recovery sector that has fun, like the Phoenix. The Phoenix is a sober fun. They put on sober fun events at no cost, as long as you have 48 hours of sobriety. So I opened LGL, Life Giving Life, in 2019. Still have that going. But then there was another need for sober living. I was starting to see, and maybe it's my marketing brain, where I'm just constantly looking for, like, where are the things that are not that we need help in within these communities. So that's where the Healing House came into play, which is my sober living. And it's a men's sober living, but we do it a little differently in that we involve the coaching with the home, right? Mm-hmm. So they will have individual coaching sessions. They can have psychoeducational classes. Tara Reynolds, she is my director of programming for Restoration Me, the Healing House. She's amazing. So grateful for her. She probably knows me better than me. I think we all know she's the real boss. I am not. Wonderful with the guys, wonderful with our clients. Very grateful for her and Dustin. So the Healing House came about because we were seeing a need that there was no really affordable sober living places, really in that Conroe area. Mm-hmm. Then we saw a need to kind of nationally put that out there, where people, especially our probation clients and counties, where we were genuinely having people coming to us that want help, but mm-hmm. maybe don't have insurance. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're trying to get back on their feet and they really don't have the funds. Maybe we're a single mom or a single dad and we're not really able to afford like IOP, inpatient, or even detox. So we do have a lot of relationships within the community that sometimes we can put them in on scholarship at some places. And there's some really great nonprofits out there too. But we have a virtual platform called Restoration Me. And it is it's all virtual platform where people can log in and they're doing full-time intensive aftercare. Aftercare, not IOP. Aftercare meaning a good fit after IOP. We want to help them maintain that momentum of like staying sober and recovery, encourage them. Ours is more life-based, right? So it's from 10 to 3. The program is 10 to 3 or 6 to 9. Mm-hmm. We're all certified in SMART recovery. So SMART recovery is basically changing how we think. Mm-hmm. So there's AA, there's NA. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I got a question.
No, go for it.
I'm excited. I love this. But start here. Sometime answer. Take me for an example. If I'm going to come to you, mm-hmm. how do you get funded? And then what, when you're talking coaching, what are you going to coach me on? When are you going to coach me? Do you hold me accountable? How does all that work? Besides just the services that you offer, I mean, going deeper, like I come to you, maybe I've been in the prison system or maybe I'm an alcoholic or something, but you're going to help me. How does that get funded? And then what are you going to do? I mean, how do you coach me? Mm-hmm. How do you bring me along and get me through and hold me accountable and all of that stuff?
Yeah, good question. So so the Restoration Me is a program fee of just $50 a month. So what we're doing is self-pay. I wanted people to be able to afford the help, but there's got to be some skin in the game. And so as far as the funding, everything we're doing is self-pay. And then as far as the coaching and the holding accountable, what we will do is we will check in with them daily. They have homework. So things along the lines, like when they do their Restoration Me or when they get with Dustin, we'll be giving them things to do that we're going to be asking, okay, next session, come on in here. Let's talk about this or whatever it is that we're working on and send them with homework. We also do, if they are local, there are some that do like to do it in person where we will randomly drug test or UA them. Mm-hmm. If they're here in the program, or if they're living in my sober home, they're going on Life 360 because we want to track you. And if you're telling me that you're going to IOP and you're downtown Houston in a sketchy area, we have a problem. So, you know, we definitely hold them accountable. Even people that are not living in the house, we will put them on Life 360 if they're in the program, because that's part of being accountable. And we want to teach them how to go find healthier environments. Like we need to get them out of their habitual thinking that they used to have with the unhealthy choices and the behaviors. We want to start allowing them to reach out. But we also want them to know, and Tara is like, it's 10:02. Why are you out after curfew at 10 o'clock? Like, she's on it. So we do watch it. And Dustin as well, like he will, with him also with like your fitness, I'll let you get into discussing the 365 too. The program is high accountability and it is high structure. We're in constant contact with them. Some of our probation clients, like to your point with probation, we have them sign release of information forms where, look, if you're not showing up, we're going to be letting your PO know, like something's up, something's going on here. And we are all in very close communications with each other. Like Tara will call me or I'll call Dustin or, you know, hey, Jamie, he needs an extra session this week. He's really struggling. You need to call him. You need to reach out. So we really keep a close eye on our clients as far as that's concerned. Did that answer your question?
Yes, very good.
What part is funded by the 501c3? What part is?
Right now, nothing. We haven't done anything with that yet, which is what I'm going to hand over to Dustin in a minute, because we are doing a big, it's called the Texas 1000 race.
Okay.
It's going to be our first fundraiser. And it's to raise money to help the community with scholarships to people that are looking for certain areas of help. So, yeah.
What's your average daily census with the sober living home, with the your online program platform? What's the average daily kind of? I know they overlap some, don't they? But
a little bit. My sober home, funny story, was Dustin's old home. Ironically enough, but the sober home, we can technically fit like 10 people. I don't do that.
Okay.
I want them to have, it was very, very important for them to feel like a home. So they all have full size beds. Some of them have their own rooms. with a desk area, I only put like two people in. So I only take like 5 to 6 people in my house. I don't want them on top of each other. So we're always full. I mean, we get calls all the time with a sober home.
Got another question. I just love this, and I can't. I just want to first of all tell you guys, holy cow!
It's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are amazing, and the service that you offer is. You're right. Your marketing brain kicked in because you're putting a marketing plan to all this, and you were burned out. So that's amazing. But when you get somebody, let's say I'm going to go to alcoholic, do you recommend? I've had a listener ask this. Do you recommend AA or any other programs that they attend also while they're with you're coaching them?
Yes, we do. We'll throw out all the options. We will always tell them about AA, NA, CODA, CA. We'll tell them about Celebrate Recovery, Smart Recovery. I am not one to push any type of recovery. Bruce, I think we talked about this on anyone. I feel very, very strongly that people need to make their recovery their own. If I'm being forced to do something and I'm not buying in, it's not going to last. Right. Sure. So if somebody, and this is not a bash to anything, but just as an example, if Dustin comes to me and says, you have to do 90 and 90 or you'll never stay sober. Yeah. Right. And I'm not 100% bought in day 91, all those 90 days, it doesn't matter. I'm not going back day 91 and I'm going to be tapped out because I wasn't bought in the first place and I'll probably relapse. So it's
celebrate with a bottle of wine,
right?
Yeah.
Go celebrate my day 91, right? Yeah. It's, and we're white knuckling it through it. Yeah. Normally in those situations, it's because we're doing it for other people, not ourselves. We're being forced. So we're white knuckling it. We're just barely holding on. And that normally doesn't end well. So for Dustin and I, that's why this is such a good collaboration. It's important for us to sit down. We'll never have a program for somebody that will call up and be like, what do we do? We won't know. We want to sit down and find out, what do you like? Have you been to treatment? If you have, what were the things that you really took to? What were the things that you didn't like? What are your goals? Like, we're trying to get to know them as an individual so we can put together an individualized plan for them.
Okay,
cool.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. I am going to invite you, Jamie, I have two Facebook groups. Let me get back here. One is a federal prison families group that has about 6,000 families, many of them in Houston. And I also own a TDCJ families site.
Oh, great. Cool. Awesome. That's awesome.
Get you connected to that there's guys on probation, there's guys on parole. A lot of these guys on parole, those are a good fit for y'all because
yeah,
they're coming right out of prison, but you know, some of them just they need a release plan pretty but anyway, so yeah, if remind me tonight or whatever to get you all signed up.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. So that's good stuff. So, okay. Kind of tell me y'all's vision for the next year, 2 years. What's the vision and the expansion and the scale?
Yeah. So I'm going to let Dustin. So one of the things that we're working on right now, which comes into play with that, is the Texas 1000 run that he's doing, which. Okay.
Yeah.
Dear God.
Yeah, I have to take a deep breath when I talk about it because it's a lot. But yeah, the collaboration kind of started years ago, and I don't think Jamie actually knew it. But recently, I just walked through a door, and I said, you know what, it's time. It's time to put my ideas out there, and none other than using this wonderful woman beside me to help me put those into or out into the public. And A little bit about me and my background. I am a recovering alcoholic of about 15 years. And just fast forward to now, I have put it in my life's mission to help others the same way I somewhat helped myself. And I do have a long story. If we have another hour or so, we could get into that. No, just joking. But the mission for Jamie and I is to put together both of our ideas. And our, you just heard a lot about what she's doing and what we're doing. And on the life coaching side of things, that's where I come in. I've been coaching for about a year now as far as life coaching and physical fitness coaching, run coaching. I just signed a contract with RunDot. If any listeners have heard of RunDot or TryDot, I am a certified run coach through them. And then the life coaching aspect of it, I have brought my ideas and my business and website, which is the 365concept.site. And that's where you can find more information about my particular life coaching packages. And then a little bit about this crazy Texas 1000. Did you have a question? Are you scratching your neck? You never know with this guy. But anyway, the Texas 1000 was something that I came up with about 8 years ago. And I'm not going to get into that because we're here now. And I always like to talk about the now and not the past. And I finally got the opportunity to put together an event that will transverse or traverse the state of Texas. So starting in Texline, which is the most northern part of Texas, to Brownsville, Texas. The mission there is me putting myself on a platform to raise awareness in the sober community, to show that we are here, we're with open arms ready to take on any challenge and any person to get them the help that they need. So yes, I will be running that distance while, you know, talking to other organizations and healthcare providers, government agencies, and things like that along the way. And raising money for Life Giving Life for the scholarship funding and things. And I also have a Ultra Sign Up. I don't know if you guys have heard of Ultra Sign Up, but they are a large entity that does races. And I've signed with them and have a little website going with them where you can sign up for the run. So it's a virtual run for all of the participants to be able to sign up 50 mile, 100 mile, 200 mile, or 1,000 mile. And that's do it at your own pace. You have 30 days to complete the distance. The entry fee is $70. And 50% of those proceeds go to the research and development of Jamie and I's organization and what we're putting together. And then you will get a really cool finisher's medal and a t-shirt that goes along with that. So that's kind of the gist of that. If you guys want to hear a little bit more, I can keep going.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. So, along with the mission is we're building, and I'm taking some of my notes that I have written down. I mean, I've been taking notes for years now on how I wanted to do this and how I wanted to go into business for myself. You know, we all of us in the sober world and living this life, you know, we look for entities and people to bring us out of this dark place. And I felt like that, you know, with this particular mission of this run, that I could touch a lot of people in a big way. And that's, again, kind of where this came from.
When will the run be?
The run starts on November 1st. Thank God it's not in the heat of the year, which I was going to go in July, and that was not a good idea. Yes. My brother advised me to take a minute and think about that, and I took the advice. So we will start in November. Registration for the event will open Saturday, July 1st. And I will have a link on my Facebook page, and I know we'll get there a little bit later on where to go to sign up for the event. And then there will also be a donation page within that event website where you can donate to Life Giving Life.
Sounds good. I'd like to tell us a little bit about your coaching packages, if you will. What's that about?
Yeah. So, the I have three packages, and they kind of start with like your recovery package, and that's addiction based, right? So anybody from the alcoholic to any kind of substance abuse package. And like Jamie was saying a while ago, we approach this as like a boutique style, a custom style plan where we sit down individually with you one-on-one, myself, and we go over, you know, starting from the beginning. How did you get here? What are your ideas of recovery? Have you been in recovery before? You know, what works, what doesn't work? So it's truly a customized plan for the individual, so we can figure out how to get to the bottom of their recovery journey, right? It is, as we all know in the recovery world, it is up to the person to make those choices. We cannot make those choices for them, right? So when somebody's in recovery, it's all about them making the decision, and we're just there to guide them. So that's the coaching aspect of that. The second one would be health and wellness. So that kind of leads us into that same concept, right? And I'll get into the concept of the whole 365 concept, which is my business, in just a second. But the health and wellness package is health and wellness as a whole. Again, we sit down with the individual. We find out where they're at in their nutrition, in their life of, you know, where do they want to go with their fitness? Where do they want to go as far as, or if they have any issues with eating, you know, and I didn't say this in the beginning, but my background is in culinary. I went to the Lenotre Institute, so I am a certified chef. I'm not necessarily a certified nutritionist, but I do have a lot of knowledge when it comes to that. So we kind of dig deep into the whole aspect of your life and how to get well with that particular package. And then the last package is basically a fitness package, a health and wellness package, and a find your purpose package, which would be that person that's in recovery that needs the full spectrum, right? And they range from $200 all the way to $375 a month. And it's truly kind of a one-on-one coaching process for that individual. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's interesting.
Yeah, and real quick, the concept between on the 365 concept is a 6 month to a year concept, right? Hence the 365 concept. So I truly believe that it takes more in somebody's long term recovery to physically live a life full of, you know, a addiction free lifestyle. The finding their purpose takes, you know, 6 months to a year. Ultimately, the package were built upon 365 day change, right? So you sign up, you're committed to a 365 day challenge per se. And that's where the coaching comes in. Jamie here said, you know, I think it would be better if we offered a 6 month package. And then if they decide they want to go a little further, they can. So there's where that came in. It is built upon 11 concepts, and they range from philanthropy to honesty, to faith and meditation, to health and wellness, to finances, and so on. And you can find all of that on my website as well. And what we do is we take those concepts and we utilize them in your everyday life. So if we're working on honesty, I have a client right now that's working on honesty and love, right? And he signed up for a 6 month package. So he picks two per month to work on. And that's his challenge for the month. He takes his journal. He writes in his journal. We talk about what does honesty mean to him? What does love mean to him? And we're going to go out into the real world and we're going to implement those concepts on a daily basis. I found that by using those concepts in my life, I've been able to stay sober. I've been able to live a life full of purpose, and I'm a committed, you know, coach to helping other people do the same.
Nice. And kind of getting back to your question too, Bruce, like, what do we see in the next year? That's where that collaboration comes into play, right? So where Dustin has his 365 concept, and then what I'm doing over here with Restoration Me and LGL, we've expanded on both. So that's where we decided to do a group of services that will range anywhere from even really cool stuff like virtual reality sessions where, you know, they can come in and they can do like a virtual reality, and we can address, like, from a counseling standpoint, we can also address, like, if I have social anxiety over going to a restaurant and there's a bar there, right? We can potentially have them do a VR session, and then we can process through that. So when that time comes, maybe the coping skills are more there versus had they not been. So everything from that to interventions. I'm really, really, really big in the family aspect of things, the family, the learned behavior, why we do the things that we do or why people do the things that they do, and getting to the real root of it and digging down deep. I'm also a big believer, if we don't deal with our stuff, like our internal things, like, it's just, we can't stay sober. Because the reality is, I mean, if we're just going to put that out there and have some real talk, unless you deal with your stuff, you're not staying sober. You could white knuckle it and you could stay dry. I will say that. But there are things that we carry with us that a lot of times we don't even know that we're backpacking with us, that maybe, and I can tell you from just using myself as an example, that maybe we thought we processed through some things, but not maybe so much.
Right.
And then, like, for me, when I got into treatment, I was like, oh, well, that makes sense now. Now I know what I did. Like, oh, and that's the best part about my job. And he could probably say the same thing. When you see that light bulb go off in your client, like, and Bruce, you can probably relate to this too, where it's like, oh, huh. You know, it's great because now things start making sense. So it's just a really good collaboration of things that we're going to start implementing with the interventions and the VR and the life coaching and family counseling and couples counseling and coaching, and working on that, you know, especially for the young ones, if we take them out of their environment and we're not working with the people like the family or the spouse, and then we get them sober and they're all great, and then we put them back into an unhealthy environment, it normally doesn't end well. So it's very important for us to work with the whole thing, not just keeping you from drinking or using.
Yeah. I was going to ask about that, because a lot of times the thing that could drive people into any addiction is behind the doors of their home.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you're not dealing with that at the same time, if you're dealing with it outside, mm-hmm. when they get back in, it's still there.
Right.
Yeah. Glad to hear you talk about that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We just had this conversation with a family the other day where when we get sober, couples or family, and we go back home, or we're sober and maybe we don't go to treatment, there's still a completely different change in communication. So just learning how to re-communicate with each other. Normally, like when we're drinking, it's like this is how we're communicating. It's just conflict. So being able to work with the families or the spouses with the individuals on, okay, it doesn't have to be like this. It's okay to, hey, this is what I'm having an issue with, because we only know what we know and we can't change what we don't know. So if Dustin is annoying me, which is consistently the case, I'm just kidding. If he's annoying me with something, I have to let him know that for him, and vice versa, to change it. And it doesn't have to be communicated in a way where I'm shouting or yelling at him. Look, I don't know if you're aware of this, but it really hurts my feelings or upsets me when you do these things. And so teaching and educating not only the individual, but the families and spouses, because you're absolutely right, putting them back into a toxic environment or, you know.
I want to dig a little deeper there, if I could ask a question.
Yeah.
So, okay, me. So I come to you and I've got a spouse and I got a couple kids in the house, and I'm an alcoholic. So I come and tell you that, and I'm searching you out for your services.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to, what's the first thing you're going to do to integrate and to make that happen where my family can be involved, I'm involved, and there's accountability, there's second, what's the very beginning of that? Because it really, to me, I think, has to be in the beginning for it to work for me. So what's your first step with me?
So the first step would be, number one, deciphering if it would be healthy.
Which is what?
Meaning there are times where sometimes it's not healthy for the spouse or the family to be involved. Sometimes it can be more toxic because on the switch end of it, if we have a family or spouse that is using or drinking themselves, there is a mentality of, oh, so now that you're sober, you think you're better than me, or, you know, that kind of thing. So we need to get a gauge on where the family's head's at, where the spouse head's at. Now, if we're not talking about that situation, what I would probably do is sit the individual struggling down and get a feel for where they're at, kind of where they stand. Then we bring the family in, same thing, and we kind of get a gauge on where everybody's at. What I would like to do is talk to both sides and figure out concerns on both sides, and then maybe try and bring some understanding or try and maybe open-mindedness to some of it, because if some of them are so shut down or upset or resentments are setting in, when we go to address these things, if we can talk prior to that, or maybe we can gain some understanding, right? It's not as big of a conflict. Meaning, if, you know, I'm the one struggling and I'm just so mad at mom or dad because they did something horrible to me earlier on in life, right? Like, they didn't love me the way I feel like I should be loved, which is not true. It's an example to clarify. Yes. But, you know, but what if we talk in what if that was how mom and dad was loved? What if that's all they knew how to love? What if in their mind they weren't doing anything wrong because that's how they were taught to love, was not be affectionate? So I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that we can maybe listen to understand each other. So start working with the individual and the family. So when we come together, we're at more of a better place of understanding and not a pointing the finger. Does that make sense?
So part of your responsibility is to have big ears.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm going to need to get a pair of those for sure. Multiple pairs.
Well, that's in any coaching, and I want to commend you on that. I think that, you know, seek first to understand before you seek to be understood.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Sir. Amen to that.
Yeah.
Dr. Stephen Covey.
Yep. Oh, nice.
You know, I used to work for him.
Yeah, really? That's awesome.
I used to be their corporate accounts, ironically enough, time management training manager.
That's awesome.
So,
well, his mother and my mother, we're both mothers.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
But to answer your question further, we will,
yes.
At some point, it will be where I will work with one, more times than none, I'll be working with the family, and then a coach will work with the individual once they're stabilized. You know what I mean? So I don't want to intermix too much. I want the family to be able to feel safe and the individual to feel safe. So Dustin might take the person struggling and I'm working with the family, and then we all come together. Okay. So that's kind of how that looks going forward.
Yeah. And for you, Wayne, to just go off of what Jamie just said, I think it's the full package for you and your family, you know, from start to finish, you know, figuring out what the individual needs and what the family needs in the beginning, like you said, so that their future is set up for them, you know, and they have a long-term plan set up for them from the beginning. That's what I lacked when I was going through searching for somewhere I needed to go to get help. And you would get a little bit here and a little bit there. And, you know, somebody would tell you, you need to be directed to go to this place or that place. And we're here to make sure that our organization can start from day one and build that plan for you, you know, for a long-term recovery and a good outcome.
Excellent.
There's some other questions I'd like to ask, but I don't know if I should, because when you talk about, and I go to, listen, money's not everything, but it's It's like the old boy said, I've been rich and I've been poor, and I like rich better. But when you, and I'm sorry to get down to this, but when you're, I was blown away when you said that you have a package where it's $50 to start or something like that. Now, is that a Zoom talk? Is that, that would be, and would that be more than one person on that Zoom, or is that individual Zoom?
Yeah. So it's group? Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, I got you. So it might be 10 people.
Yeah.
In that group, so it'll be 10 times 50 coming to your company.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, that makes, I like that. Okay, thank you.
And it's a national platform. So there's people that could be in Iowa that are interacting with people here. So it's a national platform.
I just think that's awesome. Plus in a group, you know, it's funny about this COVID thing that we had, a lot of us went virtual, even in sales. I know people that they haven't gone back. They're still doing sales and big dollar items by virtual. You know, I can talk to you and you're in Houston. I sell you something for $5,000-$6,000 in an hour or 2 hours, you know, on a Zoom call. So Zoom has become a way of doing business. And one of the things that I've learned, that's why I have all these props, because you got to just be on top of stuff when you're Zooming. I mean, it gets boring, you know, you'll go to sleep in a group. So you got to kind of shake it up. But anyway, one of the benefits of Zoom is you can trick people. It's not real. You know, it's kind of like in Vegas, they have chips, it's not money, but you can lose your ass. You know?
Yeah, you can, sure can.
With those chips, but it's not money.
Right.
You know? So, but you can get people a lot of times, I think, to participate.
Right. Yeah.
In a group Zoom call, better than you could in a church auditorium where you're sitting in a circle. Hi, I'm Wayne. I'm an alcoholic. And, you know, because they'll get that they can say better because they're still alone in their room. Mm-hmm. But there's people there that you can't really right away connect physically.
Yeah.
So anyway, I love your concept. I'm that's what I'm coming down to. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Tell me again, I'm backing up, but when did you meet and you kind of started?
Well, I started LGL. I started Life Giving Life in 2019.
Yeah.
I think it was like on Facebook.
Yeah. So I was in search of being in the business, getting in the business, helping somebody with a recovery center or nonprofit. Like I was like raising my hand, getting on, you know, the internet, like, please somebody take me in. And then I came across Jamie somewhere along the line. I was like, oh, this is a sign from God. You know, oh my gosh, we've got LGL. It's right down the street from where I live. There's nothing else around here like it. And I ran as fast as I could. And she put me to painting the walls. Yeah.
Paint.
He started up painting it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay.
I should have made you cook now that I know you're a chef.
You knew that.
Just kidding. But yeah.
So am I.
Good.
Yep. Yeah. We can cook off.
Hey, yes.
Boy. We can do it virtually.
Yeah. Listen, I tell you what, if you can make somebody start to drool virtually, man, you got them.
Oh, you've got them, right?
Yeah, you got them. Well, I'll turn it over to you, Bruce.
That's good. So, that's really good that you guys have, you know, like you said, the 360, you have, the run thing coming up, sober living home. I think there's a lot of good touch points there as part of your service offering. I think that's really good. The boutique thing is fine. You know, if like you said, that sounds like the price point was way more than reasonable. Right. So, I think that's really good. And, I think you guys have a really good platform to build on. It'll be really interesting to see how the run goes and how it's received. And
yeah,
thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, water seeks its own level. You know, so You'll have to see.
Yeah, yeah.
How that, right? Yeah, how that goes. So I know that even with starting this podcast, 2016 was, you know, kind of a fringe, like coaching. Ooh, are you the woo woo crystal guy? And I'm like, nah, man, this is gonna be,
yeah,
this is gonna be around for a long, long time. You know, now with, like you said, with COVID, and then just personal coaching, and having, like you said, having your clients invest. You know, I have coaching clients to come in and they had alcohol related issues. And I'm going to say, well, what do you think? Are you an alcoholic? Or are you just an alcohol abuser? Were you at the wrong place at the wrong time? Or what were you? You know what I mean?
Right.
And I let them set their own goals in a coaching sphere. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everybody's desire coming in, they want to be a controlled social drinker. And there are controlled social drinking paradigms. And that I was trained as a clinical psychologist. So, but if you fail.
Yeah. I don't think you did very well in that department, Dustin.
you have to admit that, right? This is something greater than yourself. You
absolutely.
A whole nine yards, right? Yeah. And you yes. somewhere. That's beyond me or this level of service to address that. And so, I walked in today. I had 5 rehab reps dropping off cookies, umbrellas. I had to wait because I send more referrals as a controlled social drink person into rehab.
Yeah.
Right. Funny how that works out.
And guess what? I don't need to do an intervention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
There is simply no intervention necessary, right? It's boom, 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 part of the coaching plan, 1, 2, 3, and then therefore, if then else. and off they go. I'm like, man, come back when you're done. You know, finish your IOP, whatever, you know, do some other stuff, you know, get back to it. But, you know, right now you need this other level of service. So,
yeah.
It's always fun because, and I tell these clients, my clients, like, had you gone to any other, like a old school LCDC Ann Richards with the beehive haircut, right? And she's the one that invented that. Remember the governor, Richard Wayne? Anyway, man, that's it. You're checking, but what? You've had one blackout? What?
Yeah. This
gotten in the way of your family? Man, you're an alcoholic. We're going to send you to the river. We're going to get the goon squad right now. Fire up the truck. Sports squad anyway, not sure. But you know, hey man, some of these people actually do operate like that, and then it just, the person is so soured with treatment, they're so soured with, you know what I mean,
yeah,
that, like you said, they don't have existential, their own existential skin in the game. So I do like the fact that you guys are, you know, kind of doing that, and probably more of your stuff is based on attraction rather than promotion, right? So not doing big ad spends or spending zillions of dollars for customer acquisition, other stuff like that. It's
just run 1,000 miles, that's all.
No. He went 1,000 miles. I don't run 1,000 miles.
All right, so we got a minute and 20 seconds. So Jamie, Dustin, how can folks reach you guys?
Yes, they can. They can call or text me anytime, which I can give my phone number to the website or to y'all. But
the website is
www.restorationme.org. Okay. If it's with the sober living, it's www.hhsoberliving.com. And do you want to go ahead and give your?
Yeah, the 365concept.site is the 365 concept website.
.site, right?
Yes, sir.
Or they can email me at jamie.lglrecovery@gmail.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you all so much for coming on to the show. I told you
it would. Thank you.
hands a whole lot real quick. So thank you so much. I'm so happy that you guys are offering the breadth and depth of services that you guys are doing down there in the area, North Houston, Woodlands, all that. So thanks so much for coming on the show, and hopefully maybe get you all here again on the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. So, folks, another great episode today on the Concierge. Wow, that's it. That was good. Anyway, we'll finish up the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio, and we can be seen on Concierge_Coaches on our Instagram, Concierge Coaches page on Facebook. I can be reached at conciergecoach.net. Real quick, Wayne, before we tell how Wayne can, you can get a hold of Wayne, we're also on Apple Podcast, iHeartMedia. Now we're on Audible and some other podcast aggregators, a little podcast that could. Wayne, how can people reach you?
Easy, Wayne_515@yahoo.com.
All right. Thanks again, everybody. We'll see you here next time on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Be safe. Thank you.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.